Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim, Bavli, in Zvachim, Daf Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph, Amud Beis, on the seventh line with the words Hapeya Yesh La Shir. Hapeya Yesh La Shir, Melamaton, Vein La Shir, Melamalon. Habikurim Vavayon, Ein Shir, Lelamalon, Lelamaton. Peya has a minimum quantity, as the Torah requires at least 1/60th, but no maximum amount, and all the other Peya that he separated would be exempt from separating Masa. But Ryan has no minimum nor maximum amount. Is Tana Tani Hapeya Rabikurim Rayon Ain Lahem Shir Lolamalan Volamatan? Another Baisa taught that Peya, Bikurim, and Rayon have no maximum nor minimum. Manafik min Beinahon, Behain Chad min Shishim. The question is, what is the practical difference between them, since this other Tana agrees that rabbinically it does have required a minimum amount of 1/60th? Mandam Hapeya Ain Yesh Lashir Melamatan Vein Lashir Melamalan, Mashinothan Nothan, Chaz Vahisif Chayeb Maser Acha Shayashlim. The answer is the opinion that said that Peya has a minimum but no maximum amount. If he gave less than the minimum, it takes effect if the Torah allows even a tiny amount, but until he's added enough to it until it reaches its minimum, it's obligated in Peya. Mandam Hapeya Ain Lashir Lolamalan Lolamatan, Mashinothan Kvar Niftar, Chazav Vahisif Chayeb Maser. But the opinion that said that Peya has no minimum and no maximum amount, whatever he already gave is exempt from Maser, and with that he completes the mitzvah, and whatever he adds later will be obligated in Maser. Rabbi Bachia asked the question, V'lam lo taninan eifa soita, V'lam lo taninan eifa para, V'lam lo taninan reik kivama, V'lam lo taninan dam tzipor shel mitzvah. Why didn't the Mishnah also list the following examples of things that don't have a minimum required amount? The dirt added to the sota waters, when a woman might have been unfaithful, the ashes of the parah duma, the red heifer's ashes that are added to spring water and then sprinkled on a person whose tummy from a corpse, the spit of a yevamah as part of the chalitza ceremony, the widowed childless sister-in-law must spit on the ground, and the blood of the bird offering of mitzvah that's put in the spring water. In all of these cases, they surely are examples of things that don't have a minimum required quantity. The answer is that the Mishnah only lists things that if he added onto them, it would be a mitzvah.